Hey guys, what's up? Peace and blessings be upon all of you. It's not strange that we frequently hearing Sunni clerics accusing our Shia brothers making takfir of Sunni. The basis of their accusations are the Shia texts from the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. Although Imam Ahmad Al-Hassan and other Imams of Ahlul Bayt has explained otherwise, okay, and the objective of their propaganda is to spread fear within the community against the Shia community. Although the truth is, if we scrutinize carefully, it is the Shia community that actually suffered from takfir or blasphemy fatwas from majority of Sunni clerics. And what is the facts? Okay, I can say for sure that majority of Shia clerics deem that anyone who bear witness on the oneness of God and the prophethood of Muhammad, peace be upon him and his purified progeny, as Muslim. Okay, so the intention of this podcast episode is not to deny the existence of extremist Shia, nor the existence of controversial texts from Shia literature. I would say that they do exist, okay, but there's nothing to worry about compared to radical Sunni clerics and texts. So you may ask why. This is because Shia science of hadith, as taught by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, has its own check and balance system that will eliminate any weird, radical and extremist hadith from being adopted by a majority of its intellectual followers. You guys can check out episode 21 where I discuss the method to analyze and scrutinize hadith as taught by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. Nevertheless, since the Imams of Ahlul Bayt has been slandered by their wild accusations, then I have to correct it, because otherwise those intellectual, so-called intellectual Sunni criminals will always continue to spread their lies against the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, against our Shia brothers. So I will discuss the condition to become a Muslim from the words of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, and I will begin shortly. And I just want to remind all of you that the hadith that I will share might be shortened. Okay, if you have any doubts, please kindly refer to the Arabic text that I include in the writings that I shared with this podcast. Okay, without further ado, we will begin with the first narration from Imam Abu Abdullah, peace be upon him, from the book Sawabul Amal, written by Sheikh As-Saduq, page number 24. Imam Abu Abdullah said that whoever says La ilaha illallah, no God but Allah, with sincerity will enter heaven, and by sincerity it means guarding La ilaha illallah from things forbidden by God. End of hadith. So the hadith with this type of content also exists in many Sunni narration in Sunni books, justifying that bearing witness of God, God's oneness, is the main term to become Muslim. Okay. Narration number 2 from Imam Abu Ja'far, peace be upon him, from the book Al-Khisal, also written by Sheikh As-Saduq. Imam Abu Ja'far, peace be upon him, said, whomever bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, and believe in whatever comes from Allah, perform prayer, give zakah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and did a pilgrimage to house of God, then he is a Muslim. Okay, so I will continue with narration number 3, recorded in the book Al-Kafi, written by Al-Kulaini. Imam Abu Abdullah, peace be upon him, said, Islam is to bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and bearing witness that bearing witness on the truthfulness of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his perfect progeny. With bearing witness on the oneness of God and the messengership of Muhammad, with it, his blood will be protected, marriage is permitted, and so too the inheritance. Okay, so I think it will be enough to just share three hadiths. Actually, there are tons of hadiths like this from Shia literature. So the condition to become a Muslim are just this, which is bearing witness on oneness of God and bearing witness on the truthfulness of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his perfect progeny. And this condition again has been verified by Sayyid Ahmad Al-Hassan in many of his related statements. What about the controversial narration that make takfir to the Sunnis? And what about those Shia clerics and Shia community that believe in that narration? My answer is this, okay, dear listener. Any narration that contradicts Quran automatically rejected. Please refer back to the discussion in episode number 21. And I can say for sure that the clerics that believe in Sunni blasphemy, that make takfir against Sunni, they does not speak for the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, nor they represent the doctrine that has been taught by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. And from my observation, their numbers are too small and they are not followed by majority of the Shia community. Okay, so I hope this podcast episode will clear up any misunderstanding and doubt regarding the doctrine of Ahlul Bayt and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt's position on this issue. So I think I will be ending this episode. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast and do read the article that came with it. Please like and follow and share it as much as possible. Thank you for listening. May peace and blessing of God be upon all of you.